Inside handoff to Jennings, breaks a tackle. Touchdown, Raiders!
One of my favorite quotes is, when opportunity presents itself, it's too late to prepare for it. And, you know, that's something I took to heart. And playing in the NFL, it's, you never know when your opportunity is going to come. You never know when you're going to get called. And you have to always be ready.
Well, you got to love that line. You got to be ready for your chance before it presents itself. You're not going to be ready. And Rashad Jennings certainly was Sunday with 100 yards, his first one of the couple of years in the NFL. And makes his appearance on the Silver and Black Show. When you carried the ball 15 times and caught seven more on Sunday, 22 touches, did you sleep in the hyperbaric chamber after the game on Sunday?
Yeah. After every game, I hop in it. I sleep in it throughout the whole night. That's just a routine. It's a habit that I've carried with me for a while, and it's been helpful. So it's no need to change it.
And what does that do for you? How does your body feel on Monday morning when you come out of that?
I tell people it's not an end-all, be-all. It's not, you know, the cure to everything. But if it helps a little bit, I want a lot of it. And you know, it's just something that puts you under sea level, at 15 feet below sea level, and it pumps in 100% pure oxygen. And it just heals you on the cellular level. So it's just it's something I picked up my rookie year. Instead of purchasing a car, I purchased a hyperbaric, you know, because I want to be able to play this game as long as I can.
You'll do anything to make yourself a better football player, won't you?
Got to. I mean, this is a privilege to play this game. You know, I'm never taking it as somebody owed me something. And, you know, with that kind of mentality and, you know, the way I was raised and, you know, kind of always been an underdog and, I never take anything for granted.
Yeah, we mentioned Sunday against Philly, you had 22 touches. You also had 22 touches against Washington. So going into the game Sunday, and we'll see if Darren's able to play with the hamstring injury, but you may have to touch the ball a lot. Do you prepare differently this week, thinking that I may, you know, get my hands on the ball 30 times in this game?
No. If you prepare it differently, then you take it for granted being a backup. Again, you know, I tell people a lot of times, you got to put yourself in the game. Truly, backups are the guys at home watching. And if you're on the sideline, your number can get called. So my preparation is the exact same because I put myself in the game.
Let's go through your history. You came into the NFL out of Liberty, but first you went to Pitt to play there, and you started as a true freshman, which not a lot of guys have done. There's four in history, including the great Tony Dorsett back in the early 70s. But your dad was taken ill, and you had to leave Pitt to go to Liberty. Tell me about the circumstances there.
Yeah, my father has diabetes, and my freshman year at Pitt, he got his leg amputated. And, you know, I got a chance to earn a starting position there at Pitt and was excited. Things were going well. It was on the up and up. And, you know, at 19 years old, I had to make a decision that I want to be closer to home, help out my family. You know, they taking care of me at that point, 18 years of my life. And, you know, I saw fit that I could still go to college, play ball, get my degree and the opportunity to play in the National Football League by playing at a smaller school. So at that moment in my life, family was more important than playing at a big school. And, you know, I really believe if you do things the right way, it'll come back to you.
It all worked out for you. You got drafted in the NFL by Jacksonville, and you backed up one of the great backs in pro football there. Maurice Jones-Drew is from the Bay Area. But I remember a run you had against the Raiders, which really kind of won a football game. That 74-yarder you had against the Red, I don't know how they didn't push you out of bounds on this play, but you go right down the sideline for a long touchdown. You remember that play pretty well?
I do.
when you signed with the Raiders, did that play come into your mind at all?
It did a little bit. And, you know, and for guys, yeah, coaches tell us this all the time, and, you know, players tell each other all the time. And every Sunday, if you play every Monday, Thursday, whenever you play football, that's your resume. And you're not only playing, you know, for the team you're playing, but you're playing to be evaluated across the NFL. And again, you never know who's watching. So you really got to take a responsibility in preparing for your craft.
Now, you've been strong, both from scrimmage as a runner and on special teams. You've had not one but two blocks, and the thing that struck me is you came from separate sides on each block.
And that comes, you know, from a lot of film study. Whenever you're on the field, you're trying to make a play. I don't care where at. If you call the block, go make a good block. If you call to run the ball, go run the ball. If you call to catch the ball, go try to catch the ball. Whatever it is, try to make a play. And on special teams, that's one play that changes the game. It changes the feel drastically every time. And so if you can make a play out there, it's huge.
All right, Rashad, thank you so much for your time. Good luck on Sunday against the New York Giants.
Keep him in the pocket, put the pressure on him. He's very susceptible to throwing more interceptions.
Yeah, 15 interceptions the first six games of the year is historic stuff. That's the most in the league going back to your guy, Dan Fouts.